Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me today. My pleasure, as always, as I continue to broadcast from Las Vegas. I'm out here at a conference, the Warlow Conference. It's where a bunch of people are getting together to talk about small businesses. And as you know, where two or more are gathered to talk about small business, that's where I'm going to be if I can. Let me tell you about our guest this half hour. Al Martin is with us. Al is president of What Works Communication. And he's a PR expert. He's been in the public relations industry for a long time, having worked for a number of companies. He's got some great companies he's worked with over the years, helping them be very successful with their PR campaigns. And he's here to help you right now. Al, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim, for having me.
It's good to have you here. Al, one of the reasons you're here, the main reason you're here, is to help small business owners do a better job with their PR. I know that's what you're thinking. But
yeah.
what you may not know, although I'm not sure, you can tell me if you know this or not, most small business owners don't do any PR, let alone what they're doing better.
Exactly.
And that's a problem.
Yes, that is a problem. Certainly small business owners should be looking at public relations. And one of the main reasons is because public relations is, of the marketing mix, one of the more inexpensive tactics that you can employ. Because PR can typically kind of do the role of advertising in the sense that it gets your name out there and it gets your company identity out, but you typically don't have to pay the sometimes exorbitant fees for getting into those publications with PR.
That's basically the definition, isn't it, Al?
I mean, yeah, it pretty much is.
Go ahead and give us your classic definition of PR.
Yeah, my classic definition of public relations is having a person, or doing it yourself certainly will also work, but getting out in front of the media to manage your reputation in the news media. So really what that means is that you're getting out there in front of the media and you are planting news stories that are favorable for your company. Now certainly you also need to be prepared for the inevitable, which is sometimes bad things happen to good companies, and you just simply have to be prepared to, A, tell the truth about what exactly happened, and then the second part of it is once you tell the truth, tell people what you're going to do to fix it.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, that type of thing is more likely to be a constant scenario, a constant concern for larger companies, the negative part for larger companies. Small companies, you know, typically don't have as much of an opportunity to have bad press as a publicly traded company, let's say, that would. So let's focus more on the proactive and the reactive kinds of PR. When you were talking a minute ago, I was thinking of those two words. Reactive public relations is where something happens in your life, and you actually take the opportunity to get some PR out there, to get a press release out, or whatever it might be, but then there's something you said a minute ago. You said plant stories, and that's proactive, isn't it?
Yes, that is absolutely proactive, and you know that can be anything from moving to a new office space to having a milestone number of customers, whether it's a million or whatever. You also can do events that can be newsworthy as well. So those are stories that you can actually sort of get out there, and you can plant those with the media. And again, making sure that it's, of course, a good story that they'll want to cover. But those are opportunities that you can get out there in front of the media, and you can get out there and you can shine.
There are a lot of things that small business owners can do on their own. There are many things that I tell them, you know what? You're smart. You know your business. Just do this yourself. Or I even tell them, Don't outsource this. Don't farm this out to anybody. You do this yourself, like managing cash flow. Nobody should do that but you, small business owner. PR is the other end of the spectrum on that advice, and that is, in my opinion, most small business owners don't know public relations from a petunia. And no offense, folks, it's just, I think if you're honest with yourself, you'll say the same thing. So I think that this is where small business owners need professional help more than almost anything that they do.
Yes, I would certainly agree with that. I think that there are opportunities for small business owners to do some things in public relations by themselves. But I think one of the greater aspects that agencies can bring to small business owners is that we typically know reporters in different markets and know journalists in different markets, so that we can actually get your news release into the hands of a physical producer. Oftentimes, what people who are doing public relations on their own will do is that they will just send a news release to the business desk, or to or to the city editor, or whomever it is.
From a business desk standpoint, more and more in traditional media, it doesn't exist anymore.
Exactly. And what public relations agencies and people are able to do, because we know the industry so well, is that we know if there's a if there's a business reporter or if there's a business editor, and we can keep on top of those trends because that's our line of business. Again, this is what we do, and for small business owners, they do something else. So it really does make great sense for that synergy to happen, where two people come together who really know what they're doing.
Right. Well, I'm thinking about maybe some let's get some examples out there on the table of some PR some PR scenarios. You hire an employee, that's a PR event. You bring on a new product line, that's a PR event. You attend a conference, or any of your people attend a conference, that's a PR event. Gain any kind of a new level with a supplier, and they have a new product, that's a PR event. There are lots of things that are PR events. When we come back after these messages, Al, I want you to help us identify those kinds of PR events, and where most small business owners, unfortunately today, let those just fly right away and don't take advantage of them. I want you to take us through the steps, 1, 2, 3, of how you would deal with that and get that out in the public. It's 20 after, right back with Al Martin of Jim Blassing Game. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Richard Pennyman.
Good golly, Miss Martin.
Otherwise known as Little Richard.
Like the
Still rocking after all these years. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our new friend, Al Martin. Al is a PR expert. He's the president of What Works Communication out of the great state of Texas, out of the great city of Austin. And he's here to talk to us about, continue to talk to us about our PR, the PR that you and I are not getting, that we should be getting. And Al, I threw out some ideas. By the way, before we go any further, I want you to give us your website and tell the audience how they can find you.
It is www.whatworkscomms.com.
Okay, whatworkscomms.com. And what will they find when they get there? Now, one thing about PR is you don't have to be in the same room as your client all the time to do business with them.
Absolutely. Because journalism and public relations is so digital these days, I've got clients strewn about the country, in Chicago, in Los Angeles, and in Nashville. So it doesn't require me to be able to, be able to sit down with them on a daily or weekly or monthly basis, because we can do everything via conference calls and emails, and I can still get the results for them, which is the most important thing.
And, of course, a lot of your work is national or international, even for some of your larger clients. But for most small business owners, even though they may do some advertising out on the web to bring people in. Most small business owners, the PR they want is local, isn't it?
Yes, it is local. And but, you know, the caveat there is that even most local media is somewhat national because of the digital world in which we live.
Mm-hmm.
So oftentimes if you get a story in, say, the Chicago Tribune, then that story is still available for someone in Austin, Texas to look at if they
Absolutely.
Just go to chicagotribune.com.
So I mentioned this, we went to the break a minute ago, some examples of some scenarios. What you and I need to do, Al, is get small business owners to see things happening in front of them and ask themselves this question: is that a PR event?
Mm-hmm.
And if you can do that, folks, you can start getting good at identifying them, and then you can get somebody to help you get some PR out of it so that you can get your brand can penetrate the market better. I mentioned a minute ago, Al, about you hire a new employee, a new sales manager, a new salesperson, whatever it might be. There are PR opportunities for something like that, aren't there?
Yes, there are, and those are typically the opportunities that come up in your local business journals and your business news sections.
Mm-hmm.
Most places will have a section where you can do sort of new certification, new employee
right.
Hires, new promotions, and those sorts of things. So it's really about knowing what your story is and then knowing where to place it. And I think that's one of the greater things that PR
right.
agencies can bring to the table
right.
is that you can tell them what your story is, and together the two of you can develop that story into a very solid one that news organizations and editors and producers aren't going to be able to poke holes in. And then once that great story has been developed, then the PR agency knows exactly where that story should be placed.
See, folks, remember, this is free stuff. So if you give something that you want to be spread around to somebody who's not the right person to do that, they're probably going to just throw it in the trash can. I mean, they might forward it over to somebody else, but it might just irritate them. And
exactly.
So, you know, folks, when you see in the newspaper, you say, my newspaper has a little section called On the Move, Al, and that's where there may be 3 to 10 people's picture, their pictures are in there, and a little, maybe 25-word description of where they're going, where they've been, et cetera, et cetera. Folks, that's PR, isn't it, Al?
Yes, it just isn't one of those things that happens magically. It is the work of a PR person or a PR agency or a PR department that really gets that into the hands of the right people and, as such, gets it placed in that news organization.
If a small business owner, Al, doesn't know you, they're a little bitty, they're really trying to take our advice a little bit, what do you think about them calling the local paper and talking to one of the editors? Don't talk to a reporter, talk to an editor. Ask for an editor and say, look, I'm John Jones. I've got this tire company. I've got something new happening here. What should I do with that? What do you think about that, Al?
The unfortunate part is that you probably won't ever get to physically speak to a live person. news reporters nowadays.
Maybe I'm just a little more aggressive about that than the average person.
Yeah. You know, news reporters today so infrequently, as a general rule, so infrequently answer their phones.
Yeah.
So it's really, you know, talking to their voicemail.
And if
you are going to do that, you really need to come up with your very succinct, very persuasive pitch well ahead of time before you place the call.
Yeah.
So that you are speaking very clearly and as quickly as you can without sounding completely rushed. But you want to make sure that you can hold that person's attention and be able to get them to take the action that you want them to take.
You might be better off with an email address. What do you think, Al?
Yes. Email is typically always better.
Yeah.
Because most editors and reporters are going to read that pretty regularly,
right.
and they'll
yeah.
respond to it quickly.
Hey, Al, you got a lot more to teach us. Will you come back another day?
I will absolutely come back.
We've enjoyed having you here. I hope you have.
I have.
And we'll give us that website one more time.
It is www.whatworkcomms.com, and that's COMMS.
All right. Hey, Al, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.